It was a Friday of love, as that pagan holiday, St. Valentine's Day, fell on a Friday, and it was time to love Soldotna, and a great opportunity to roll out the 2025 Visitor's Guide. I'm talking with Joe Patey, who is the Communications and Events Manager at our Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, and you had quite a turnout here today, Joe.
We did. We're so excited that Odie's was able to host us, and we've had so many amazing community members out here to see the updated visitor guide, grab some yummy lunch, and also talk about Frozen River Fest tomorrow. But mainly we're focusing on Love Soldotna today.
Lots of balloons and, yes. and goodies and treats. And this is an iconic destination for Soldotna. I mean, it's been many different things, from a Wendy's to you name it. But this is also a good time to roll out things. By the time people hear this, the Frozen River Festival will be history, and somebody will have won a pot full of money on the Freeze or No Freeze contest this year. But as we look forward to the summer, Joe, it's going to be a very active one. And for members of the Soldotna Chamber or local entrepreneurs who need to become a member, what's in store for them in 2025?
Oh, we have all of our amazing events that we always do, like Progress Days and the Levitt Music Series and many more. I know we're already starting to plan for next month's Sweeney's St. Patrick's Day Parade. Yeah, lots of things, as well as we're really hoping to build more of our focus on membership benefits specifically. So we'll be doing, we're hoping to do more workshops and things like that that really will make our members more profitable going into the new year.
Now, where is the main source of distribution for the visitor's guide? If people who are listening have Uncle Harry, who has always wanted to come, or other people that they can send that to?
At our visitor center right here in Soldotna, just on the other side of the bridge, which is also our chamber office. Feel free to pop in and grab as many guides as you need. We also have amazing partners throughout the whole community that actually have racks in their front door. I'm sure you've seen it around the community that are full of all of our visitor guides. If that's something you're interested in, we definitely suggest you reaching out to Sarah, our tourism manager, and she can hopefully set up having a rack at your business.
Well, I think also for old-time residents, I'm leafing through it and I see things that I want to plan my summer. And planning your summer doesn't go by so fast that if you have a plan, if you say, you know, I've never been there before, there's something that I haven't done even though I've been here for 55-some years. It's really a neat thing for the old-timers to have, as well as visitors who are looking on what to do and places to go.
Absolutely. It's a great, we've been calling it the visitor guide, but really, truly, it's more of a recreational guide for visitors and residents alike. It's full of so much great information, reminding you of all the parks that we have, what an amazing city that we have that offers so many neat things and activities. We have so many amazing businesses that we could support, as well as, it's just an amazing resource to look through and remind yourself why we love Soldotna so much, and all the amazing things that you can do.
And if you want to do business in Soldotna, or if you do business in Soldotna and you're not a Soldotna member, get a hold of Joe or get a hold of Sarah or any of the people over at the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, because you're missing out on a great opportunity to let people know what you do and how you make your living. Here on Alaska's Playground at the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce over at Odie's, I'm Merle Sikorsky, returning you to that Love Soldotna sound of KSRM.